night of Russian attacks on Ukraine. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Russian forces continue to push ahead toward the capital of Kyiv. Fox's Jennifer Griffin with the latest.
Russian forces are still 30 kilometers outside of the capital, Kyiv, even though some of their forces, a few special units, have made their way into the capital. They're also seeing some sort of siege taking place up just east of Chernobyl at a town where we saw incredible scenes of people standing in front of Russian tanks. The defense official that I spoke to is concerned that the Russian forces may be preparing a siege on that town.
Russian President Putin placed his nuclear forces on high alert in response to statements by NATO countries that he claims are aggressive. But there is optimism from Ukrainian ambassador to the U.S., Oksana Markarova.
Again, Ukrainian spirit is growing every day. We all are united around our president and around our armed forces in defending our home.
Markarova on ABC's This Week. The Russian military today admitting for the first time that some of its troops were killed and wounded during the invasion. Many people wonder if there was a way to avoid the current conflict in Ukraine. One U.S. senator believes there was. Fox's Grinnell Scott reports.
Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman says allowing Ukraine to join the NATO alliance may have stopped a war.
Unprecedented since World War II to have one country invade another country's borders. And if NATO were there, I don't think he'd be doing it.
Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner says he's open to expanding NATO, but in the end,
that actually has to be done in concert with all 30 NATO nations.
Both men on NBC's Meet the Press. Some speculate Ukraine not seeking NATO membership could be a condition in talks to stop the Russian advance. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
America is listening. Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News. The Russian invasion of Ukraine will be a top priority for Congress when it returns to Washington this week.
Lawmakers were unable to craft a sanctions package against Russia before the invasion of Ukraine. That could change this week with war breaking out.
We want to be doing everything we can to say that President Biden has a green light to push back on Putin in whatever way, shape, or form he needs to, short of using military force.
Michigan Republican Peter Meyer says Congress passing sanctions would send a symbolic measure about Western government's resolve. Congress could also consider supplemental spending to increase assistance to Ukraine. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Injury keeps Pope Francis from an early Lenten engagement.
Pope Francis has cancelled a visit to the Italian city of Florence today, and the Vatican says he's also skipping Ash Wednesday services coming up this week. The 85-year-old is said to be struggling with an acute flare-up of knee pain. He's described recently having an inflamed ligament in his right knee. The Pope has long had pain in his legs from the nerve condition sciatica. The Vatican says Francis' doctor has ordered a period of rest. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
NASCAR Cup Series action heads west to California today. Fox's Matt Napolitano has more.
Fresh off his Daytona 500 win, Austin Cindric says he has his sights set on far more in his rookie season in the Cup Series, particularly holding that Champions Trophy in Phoenix at season's end.
Certainly a lot of lofty goals for a 23-year-old, but definitely an awesome box to check if I check any of the rest of them.
But today, Cindric will look for back-to-back wins as the Cup Series heads to Fontana for the Wise Power 400 at Auto Club Speedway. This marks the return of racing at Fontana after being scrapped by the COVID pandemic last year. Alex Bowman, the last to take the checkered flag before the season shut down in 2020. Green flag waves in the Wise Power 400 at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Shiro, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.